take control, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site. So they're all there for free. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Still to come, video game violence. There's one man who you might recognize, Pat Robertson. He says it's basically like killing someone in real life.
Yeah, basically.
Video
you
game
know.
Violence.
What else?
We're going to get into that conversation. Of course, your calls, welcome about whatever's on your mind. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the Free State Project's president, Carla Garrick, responding to the police. The police in Concord, New Hampshire, want to get a Bearcat. Now, if you've never looked into the Bearcat, you can go and look on YouTube for Bearcat and promo or something like that, Bearcat promo video. And you'll see this militaristic tank to just pounding AC/DC music.
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck! And these, you know, cops dressed in camouflage, piling out of the thing with machine guns, firing them. And we're being told that this is a rescue vehicle. Now, anybody that's looked at the marketing materials for the Bearcat knows that's a bunch of nonsense. And anybody that's paid any attention to this knows that the police are out there saying that protesters are domestic terrorists and that that's why they need the Bearcat, because of those occupiers and Free Staters. At least that's what they said in the application in Concord for this Bearcat that they're currently getting ready to approve. The current status of this is they submitted the application to the city council back in September of 2012, so nearly a year ago. The city council put it on its consent agenda, which means that they're basically voting unanimously to accept it. They accepted this grant, or accepted the police. They approved the police applying for the grant. The police then went and applied for the grant. The grant was approved by the federal government, Department of Homeland Security. Now the grant comes back to the city council because, you know, this is bureaucracy. Things kind of there's a few different layers that are involved in making this happen. So it's coming back to the city council. Now the completed grant, the federal government's, all right, they're sending it back. They're going to give us this money. Now the city council has to say, yes, you can take the money and buy the Bearcat. As basically the last step. We're on the last step of this. The word just got out a couple weeks ago about this. The activists in New Hampshire are mobilized in a big way. I would say even more so than previously in Keene. When this happened in Keene a year ago, there wasn't as much that went on, I don't think, statewide to oppose it. It was just kind of something happening in Keene. And we really got it done in Keene. I mean, we didn't need anybody else's help. I mean, some folks did come out from Manchester to speak on it, and that was certainly appreciated. But we focused pretty well on it. But I would say it's getting even more focused now. And I think it's partially because some of the work, the groundwork's already been done. I mean, we already created some of the tools and the memes and things like that for this, like Thanks But No Tanks. There's a song, Thanks But No Tanks, to the tune of Three Dog Nights.
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, thank you. And so some of these tools already exist. So you could take the existing ideas and build on those and look at what happened before and maybe correct things, do some things a little bit differently. So it's interesting to see how this new one plays out. We've got our PR lady on the show who is working for the Free State Project and helping them get the word out to the press about this. And Mother Jones Magazine just put out a story today. But also, yes, Johnny Ray.
Please, you finish your thought, and I'll come in after.
Well, I'm just going to keep going here. I've got a response from the Free State Project president to the police chief in Concord. This police chief's backpedaling. He's saying that, I didn't mean to say that Free Staters were domestic terrorists. I meant to say there might be some violent people who might be loosely associated with your group who might call themselves Free Staters. And, I'm just really kind of looking out for everybody here.
Okay, certainly. And I was only going to say that we're if you're an adult, it's time to put away the ways of youth. And what I mean by that is that when you're young, you grow up and people tell you bull crap or you see something about how this vehicle heavily armored with all kinds of enhanced imaging capabilities and the ability to, you know, pump gas into somebody's home. They tell you it's a rescue vehicle and it's there to help people and save lives. You think, well, you know, I'm really young, I'm new to the world, and maybe that's right. But you're too old now. You're too old to fall for that. This is obviously a threat And if and it's meant to intimidate you, and it's not.
And it's intimidating.
And it's not to save anybody. It's not. It's not a rescue vehicle.
Chief Duvall is the man's name in Concord, and Carla has written back to his letter where he's making excuses for using the term Free Stater, basically two words away from domestic terrorist. So let me go to Carla's response from freestateproject.org. She says, thank you for your reply. I appreciate the response. Apologies for my delay in getting back to you. As I'm sure you can imagine, having Free Staters be called domestic terrorists has eaten away my time. FYI, since you are a public official and referenced your mail to me to reporters... or reference your mail to me to reporters, I will be posting your original message and this response online at our website, freestateproject.org. In response to your note, I would ask, what organization, including the two major political parties and your police department itself, runs no risk of people attaching themselves to the organization for their own personal agenda? Because that's what he was talking about in his letter. Because if that's true, and I think it is true, because if you're running a public organization like the Democrats or Republicans, you don't know what kind of nut job's going to show up and hold a sign somewhere. You don't know what their plan is or their plot is or what it is that they're up to. But yet he didn't mention, we have the Democrats and the Republicans that are presenting daily challenges to police, and that's why we need a Bearcat. Actually, I think it is basically her point there. She says... that because most libertarians strongly believe in the non-aggression principle and choose to disassociate from those promoting the initiation of force does not mean, as you imply, that the FSP attracts more violent individuals than any other organization. In fact, I think it could be argued that we attract fewer of those individuals because of our principles.
There are people that have moved to New Hampshire that didn't move for the Free State Project that have committed crimes. Surely people who have worked for the police departments have committed crimes. I mean, it's just sort of a ridiculous statement.
I would also appreciate an explication of the local examples of the risks Concord has faced as a result of individuals associated with any of the groups you mentioned. I'm not aware of a protester who was arrested after being tasered at a Tea Party rally some weeks. Excuse me, she says, I am aware of a protester who was arrested after being tasered at a Tea Party rally some weeks ago, but he was not, to my knowledge, affiliated with Occupy or the Free State Project. I also take you to task for referring to the Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Counterattack Vehicle, the Bearcat. She added vehicle instead of tank, so it should have been a truck at the end, rather. It should be Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Counterattack Truck. She says, as you're referring to it as a rescue vehicle, such an option exists on the grant application form. However, the option for a Bearcat to deal with WMD/CBRNE was selected instead of rescue vehicle. Now, WMD, I know that stands for Weapon of Mass Destruction.
Sounds right.
I'm thinking CBRNE is chemical, biological, radiological,
neurological. And
explosive?
Maybe explosive, yeah. Thank you for that, Johnny Ray. If your language, she says, in the grant application was meant to express the fear that some individual would engage in a lone wolf attack under the banner of one of the organizations you cited, it was not clear. If this is your fear, and since you have now publicly admitted you don't believe the FSP or Occupy are domestic terror threats, I would request that you retract and resubmit the grant application with appropriate language so that the city/Concord Police Department runs no risk of perjuring itself or having its funding suspended or terminated as provided by Section 51 in the Grants and Terms and Conditions. If you meant the mere fact that people who engage in peaceful political activism requires the presence of a Bearcat with gun ports, I would suggest you read over the Bill of Rights in Article 22 of the New Hampshire Constitution. She says, I respectfully request the following. One, a clarification of the language in the grant request and a comprehensive list of groups that you believe pose a terrorist threat to the city of Concord. Two, for the city/Concord Police Department to withdraw the grant application and resubmit it with accurate information. And three, start an open and honest dialogue between our organizations to avoid such misrepresentations in the future. Thanks again for your time and your swift response, and I look forward to hearing from you. Yours in peace and liberty, Carla Garrick, President, Free State Project. So that's the latest on the Concord Bearcat situation. We have not yet heard any news about what happened at tonight's National Night Out event in Concord, where some protesters were expected to show up to oppose the imminent arrival of the Bearcat. Well, I guess it's not necessarily imminent yet. The councilors still have to vote one more time, the city council. We'll keep you in the loop as this develops. Coming up, video game violence. Is it the same as real murder? That's what Pat Robertson is saying, and we'll take your calls about what you want as well. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, That is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. The mobile site is one of them. You can go and you can listen to the show through m.freetalklive.com. It'll be quick access to our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, all there free and available around the clock for you. Go to M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Also, check out bitcoinstore.com. Bitcoinstore.com's got
more than 500,000 consumer electronics devices available to you at wholesale prices. They've got them at the price that they got, that they received them at. These are the prices at BitcoinStore.com are lower than you're going to be able to find on the internet anywhere. There's a catch, though. The catch is you must buy them with bitcoins. Bitcoins are the new international currency. It's an online currency. I guess a digital currency is probably the way to describe it. But every currency really is a digital currency these days. It's not like when they make new dollars, somebody turns on a printing press someplace. It's all digital. But I guess what distinguishes bitcoins from everything else is that governments can't get involved. They can't print more when they need any. They can't get involved in your bank account. You can send and receive bitcoins without having to pay any fees. But I think the most important feature is how they empower people around their own money. Because up until recently, basically those in charge have decided how your money is going to be diluted, what you're going to be able to do with it. With bitcoins, you've got the power.
It's a huge evolution for money. It's just huge.
And BitcoinStore.com is a great way to get the consumer electronic devices that you want at great prices.
That's right.
BitcoinStore.com.
I've used it. I was carrying my tripod today, or the tripod bag. I didn't get the tripod from Bitcoin Store, but I could have. They certainly have those too, I believe. But a tripod bag is what I got from it. It was very, very nice, and I would shop there again. So 855-453 is the toll-free number. Johnny Ray is our resident video game guru here. He is somebody who actually currently spends some level of time playing games on his Android. Now, Mark, you play games, but they're those cheesy Facebook games.
No, so my games aren't good enough.
I don't know if those really qualify as games, but Johnny Ray, you're actually out there spending money. Mark, do you spend money on those games? Do you buy the little in-game bonuses and things like that?
I have.
You have. What have you bought?
You just buy gold and then decide what you're going to buy after that.
I see.
So specialty weapons, things like that.
I gotcha. All right, so you have actually spent money on these Facebook games.
I have, yeah.
Which, I don't know, man.
I'm not proud of it, man.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it.
It's not good. Because you really don't get anything out of it, do you?
Like, what do you get out of any game?
That's true. You get some hours that you've spent doing something that presumably you've enjoyed.
Before you die.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny Ray, I know you've got a game of the week this week, and I think we should get to that discussion of the game of the week here in a little bit.
Sure.
Because the game that you have chosen for the game of the week is actually not a violent game. And most games are violent games.
Your phone might disagree.
We'll get to that in a moment here, but it's very rare that you come across games that aren't violent, and yours is one of them. The goal of the game that you have chosen this week is unusual.
Let me stop you there for a second, Ian.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to butt in earlier. You called me the resident expert.
Guru.
Guru is the word you used. And I just have to say that anything that is news about what's relevant in the gaming world is all stuff that I'm getting off somebody else's podcast. Yes.
I see.
Yes, I get games from Google Play, and I play games on my Android.
You're listening to a gaming podcast.
Yeah.
Do you read gaming articles online?
Not really.
Not really? Game reviews or anything like that?
No, it's all stuff that I listen to. Most of what I read is, you know, walkthroughs, that kind of thing.
Okay. But you are reading game-related material.
I enjoy consuming all sorts of game-related material, and I do play games on my Android device, and every now and then I'm surprised by how much a game kind of gets into me. Like those Hexage games.
Like you just have to keep playing it?
Radiant Defense.
Yep.
Everland. Those things really, really touched me. They had this amazing aesthetic, and they were incredibly colorful, and they had great music. And
you found yourself hooked on them?
Yes. Yeah, so sometimes there's a good game on Android.
So we'll get to your game review here in a few moments, because it's an interesting sounding game. But a lot of games focus on violence. Now, sure, you get your standard kind of puzzle games, and there's these all outlying categories. But the bulk, the core of games is, you know, there's conflict. I mean, that's what makes things interesting in entertainment is conflict. Games would be pretty dull if they were all about counting or something like that. So with that in mind, we go to Pat Robertson, who was interviewed as someone who has never once played a video game in his entire life, to asked...
Well, thank God we asked him a question about a video game.
He was interviewed on his own program, the 700 Club, regarding video game violence.
The only place he could get interviewed, I suppose.
And the story is at Slate.com. Who better to give video game advice than 83-year-old Pat Robertson from Tory Bosch? That's the author of the article here. On Friday, noted technology ethicist Robertson devoted precious minutes of the 700 Club to answer the conundrum of a viewer named Nathaniel.
I'm pretty sure the guy that wrote this is just a jerk.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Do you think Tori is a guy or a girl?
T-O-R-I-E. I guess I just made an assumption. I don't know. I don't know what the gender is.
What do you think the Bible has to say about video games? Asked the emailer. Is there a way to interpret the Bible for virtual sins? Of course there's a way to interpret the Bible for virtual sins, Nathaniel, and virtual sins are just as salacious as IRL, that is, in real life transgression, saith Robertson, who admits he has never played a video game. Here's his actual quote. If you're murdering somebody in cyberspace, in a sense you're performing the act. You lose your sensitivity to God, Robertson says. You will grow dead in your heart. That's the danger of all of this. Mark, you've played a few video games in your time. Before we go to Johnny Ray's expert opinion, what do you have to say about that?
I get where he's coming from. I understand. I've slaughtered in my thousands, if not my 10,000s.
Mm-hmm. Did you repent for that?
Maybe I just don't have it in my... No, I only have to repent in my video game soul for that. So I don't know. Like, maybe that was one of the achievements on one of the levels. I'm not sure. Hmm. But the people I'm worried about aren't the video game players. It's the murder mystery writers that concern me. The murder mystery writers go through these steps in their minds. I mean, can you imagine
committing a murder, yeah.
Being married to a murder mystery writer? You wouldn't want to get on the bad side of this gal because she's already considered how to do the perfect crime. She's planning it out. If she couldn't do it in the way that she did her first novel, she'll do it in the way she did her second novel. These are the people that really concern me. And this medium is as old as the hills. I mean, Gilgamesh was written down in Sanskrit, right?
Hmm.
This is a document older than the Holy Bible, older than the oldest books from the Holy Bible. And, my concern is people that write books, not people that play video games. What about the readers of the books? Here they are learning about all these plans. That's singers of songs, all kinds of songs, ballads about battles.
Yeah, but observing someone else's artwork that happens to involve killing, is observing that and considering it different from a theological perspective as actually engaging in the act of pressing the button that makes it look like you're shooting somebody on a screen. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and you can get signed up for news updates. Email updates, we do those. Those are the most critical updates about the show. And then also you can follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter and get more granular stuff like the stuff we'll post during the show, maybe ask you a question online or post show prep, for instance. You can, again, go to news.freetalklive.com to follow the show in whatever way you find most convenient. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI, one of the principals over there is Jason Osborne. Jason Osborne does his own podcast along with Brett Vinoy from, it's called, excuse me, they do it from Manchester. It's called SchoolSucksProject.com. At SchoolSucksProject.com, they focus on real education and attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. You can go to SchoolSucksProject.com and check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series, which is part of their series. You can sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. The series features Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and many others, SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is, again, the toll-free number here. And we've been talking about what Pat Robertson recently said on his show, The 700 Club. Yes, he's still alive, 83 years old now.
Good for him.
And still doing the same old thing. It must be pretty lucrative for him.
Yeah, that part's working pretty well.
He's getting on the radio or the television and talking about video games in this case, and it's because of an email from an alleged listener or a viewer of their program, Nathan, who asks about violence in video games. And Robertson has a response. I am going to play some of this audio, but I want to get your thoughts on this, Johnny Ray. I mean, essentially, the response from Robertson here is that that you'll grow dead in your heart, that if you're murdering someone in cyberspace, in a sense, you're performing the act. You will lose your sensitivity to God. I mean, you've probably taken a lot of digital life in your time as a gamer. I know I certainly have. Your thoughts on that, Johnny Ray?
I think any video gamers with violent tendencies did not get them from video games. I don't think that video games yet or will ever have the capability to make somebody that way. When you're playing a video game, the game you're playing may have a gory veneer, but the fundamentals of what you're doing have nothing whatsoever to do with hurting other people physically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that somebody who had a real desire to go out and hurt somebody would be bored by killing people online.
That's an interesting point.
I think what he'd rather do is go down to the mall and stare people down or start a fight in a bar or something or do something with, you know, in the real world.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, certainly you don't watch someone's life slip away when you're actually playing a video game. I mean, I imagine the circumstance surrounding an actual murder is much more intense for somebody who's seeking that kind of...
So I can imagine. I can imagine someone, some sick kind of guy who wants to see real blood coming out of somebody's ears.
Mm-hmm.
I can see him enjoying a violent video game, but I don't. I see this as an example where this is always something that somebody's going to bring with them to the game and not get something fresh, some kind of appreciation for violence and killing.
A sadist playing a video game will have a different experience than the average video gamer.
Yeah, but I think the most violent video games are your Sim Cities and your Civilizations because they make
exterminating whole populations.
Yeah, they make you feel like you can adjust a slider, and they give you the idea that you can adjust a slider somewhere and change lives for the better, and they're masking the terrible evils of the state.
So I'm just wondering to myself, when there's going to be a time when the video game experience will be so realistic that you will not be able to distinguish it from life.
Mm-hmm.
Will that at that point be like killing someone?
I think there's a line. I think that somewhere there is a line. And I don't know when that line is going to be drawn. I think different individuals will draw that line at different points. But I think this is a fascinating aspect.
Can one get PTSD from playing, you know, a
realistic
Metal
game?
Metal Gear Solid or whatever, yeah. I don't know.
Call of Duty?
Yeah, Call of Duty. That's one I should have picked. But one of these...
Good question.
Yeah, like when you sit down in the chair and you get the spike stuck in your neck and you go into the Matrix. Hey, that's just like real life, right?
I'm just wondering. No. You said it would never be, and then I'm like, huh. I wonder.
No, I agree with
you. Would it ever be?
Well, if they know that they're not affecting another soul, then it's not going to have the appeal.
So let me ask you this then: could
sublimate their desire, and it could be a good thing for them.
Could it be a good thing for everybody if the sick murderers of the world are able to do their online, you know, the hunt and kill their victims, and in some video game someplace, some sick video game they put together, would they, wouldn't that be great? And B, already we have online video games, and at some point or another people are going to want to put things on the line. If it's a virtual world where money doesn't mean anything any longer,
well,
and you're all plugged in,
where are you going with this, Mark? You're starting to scare me.
Actually, bet their lives that their team is better than the other kill team?
I don't think so. Not in any appreciable way. Maybe
I'm not interested.
So I like your question, Mark, and it is a direction I wanted to go with this discussion and talk about when will it become violence. I mean, when will it become real violence? Obviously, it's still digital, but when will the consequences become more serious? I mean, right now, you're playing a video game and you're exterminating people in whatever variety of horrific way that you're doing. I've done it, thousands upon thousands of times in various different games across the last 2 decades.
Sometimes you're sucking their blood. Sometimes you're blowing them away with a sniper rifle. Sometimes you're slashing them with a sword.
So looking at, you know, the idea of artificial intelligence... And video games today, they are more beautiful than they've ever been. No doubt about that. But still, the artificial intelligence is pretty lame. Like, you can go and play a game like a fairly advanced game, like a Fallout 3, where you are in a realistic environment. You know, it's a 3D kind of first-person perspective. But it's not a shooter so much as it is a... I mean, there's some shooting that happens in the game. In fact, there's a lot of shooting that happens in the game. But there's also dialogue. You can interact with these, non-player controlled characters, the computerized characters.
But shooting in a video game is moving a cursor or a point over a polygon and pushing a button. That's what shooting is. It's not... shooting, it's a different thing.
Well, right. I mean,
it's hand-eye coordination for getting...
You're activating code in a game that results in another part of that game's code having a number depleted, which is their health points, and then if that health points reaches zero, that character represented, or the representation of that character on the screen has some sort of death animation. I mean, these are the things
that... And it fades away.
These are the things, right. These are the things that are going on behind the scenes. But again, I'm talking about the state of technology today. You have, these towns, virtual towns that you walk through. There are these characters there. They have lines of dialogue that they can recite. They have certain things that they do based on factors in the game. So like in a game like Fallout 3, there are these different factions that you play that you can become part of. So if you go into town and you've got like a bad reputation, because let's say you've murdered some innocent people in the game, people in town might run away from you. They might be less likely to do business with you. So there are these factors that come into play that try to make the game a little bit more realistic. But ultimately, once you start talking with the characters,
they're not thinking, feeling people.
You realize that they're just scripted characters and they can only have so many things that they can say. But how long is it going to be before that changes? How long is it going to be? I mean, you already have chatbots online that can respond to a variety of different inquiries and things like that. How long is it going to be before the artificial intelligence is able to better express itself, is able to better communicate with you in a less predictable manner?
It won't be very long at all. It's around the corner.
It has to be around the corner. Within 10 years, most likely.
The difference between a murderer and a hero is the person they kill. And, when will the AI be able to distinguish whether you're a hero or a murderer?
We'll come back with more here in a moment. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. Nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site, including listening options. We've got live streams, we got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions 24/7. You can listen over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, tune us on a bunch of radio stations. We want to welcome WRSB and WASB in the Canandaigua and Rochester area of New York. So welcome aboard to our new listeners there. And we're going to be on every single weeknight on those stations. It's a simulcast, Business 1310, Free Markets, or Free Minds and Free Markets. Cool tag.
Oh, I love that.
Definitely, definitely the right station for Free Talk Live. So happy to be on board. You, if you're tuning in for the first time in New York or anywhere, are probably a little bit surprised because Free Talk Live isn't really your typical business talk fair. And it's certainly not your typical talk radio fare at all. There just aren't really very many shows like ours taking a real pro-liberty position on every single issue every time. But that's what we do here. And we do it open phones. So you can call in about what you want. We're talking about video games. Pat Robertson says that they're like committing real murder. And I want to get Pat's quote here. I've actually got it from his television show, The 700 Club. I want to get your thoughts as well. Matula is on the line in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matula.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Pat Roberts. I grew up watching him. My grandma made me watch him. I thought he was a cool guy, but now he's really tripping. He's, you know what I'm saying? You guys did say he's like 83, right? You know what I'm saying?
He's old, yep.
But you know what I'm saying? I understand where he's coming from, but wow, he's disconnected. But as far as video games, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been talking about that for a minute, and like, a couple weeks ago, y'all were talking about addictions, and is video game addiction? Yes, it is. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is, bro. It is. It's like alcohol, weed, or any other substance. You know what I'm saying? And, Mark, I do respect you. Please understand that, bro.
Thanks.
There's a difference between black folks play like Madden and basketball games, and you know what I'm saying, my white brothers, they like to play like the computerized PC games, what they call
the what games?
Yeah, the PC games, but it's all
the PC
same
games.
Thing, PC
are you saying games, hold on a second? No, wait a minute. Are you saying that if someone is a black gamer, they're more likely to play basketball or football games?
Pretty much, bro. It's all the same thing. That's what they do. They play Madden and football and UFC and shooting. Because I ain't going to lie, I'm a testament. I got my game on pause right now. I'm going to.
What are you playing right now, Matula?
Black. It's an old school game called Black. It's on the very first place, Xbox.
What is that? Is it a basketball game?
It's NBA shooter, Jam? I think. It's a first-person shooter.
It's a first-person shooter.
Oh, okay.
So do you think that... Let me ask you this. Matula, do you think that black people are more likely to play console games? Is that what it's called? Is when you have a specific game...
Console games as opposed to PC games?
Because I played a lot of console games in my life.
Yeah, but most of my white friends, they are into PC games.
I think it's just your personal experience, Matula. I mean, I don't know if you can break down and say that white people are more likely to play consoles or not.
Regardless of the preference, the fact is there is an addiction factor. Everybody's addicted into it in their own way. They're being catered, and you know what I'm saying, by the industry. So it is an addiction. I got a 13-year-old son. I put his first controller in his hand when he was.
You're an enabler.
Yeah, I put a controller in his hand. Yeah. Yes, yeah, exactly, bro. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Call DCYF.
Yeah, exactly, bro. But I hear what y'all saying on that, but that's real talk, man.
What do you think about the idea of the video game murders being actual, you know, likened to murder by Pat Robertson in this case?
I agree with the other guy, the other guy.
Johnny Ray?
Johnny Ray. Yeah, Johnny Ray pretty much summed it up on that, you know what I'm saying? If you were listening about 5-10 minutes ago.
Sometimes I'm not listening, though, so can you give me a summary of what Johnny Ray said?
He pretty much said that, you know what I'm saying? I mean... You can't.
But they're like two totally different things.
You can't make somebody kill somebody just because you're watching a video game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you there, Matula. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your game now. Have fun. And thanks for appreciate hearing from you. That's cool though. You're listening while playing a murdering rampage game.
I put my game on pause to listen to you, bro. That's what real talk. Talk to you.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, Matula. Good luck out there. 855-450 for your in there in the game. 855-453. Also Skype us. Username LRN.FM.
Speaking of in there, wasn't Free Talk Live's logo essentially used in one of the Vice City games?
Who was telling us that? Johnson?
Johnson, the designer of the logo. Yeah. He knew it all the way down to the holes in the phone.
Yeah,
and
the way the holes were set up on the phone, it looked like our logo.
Whoever designed the designer in the game that swiped our logo, thank you. Thank you
so much. I think that's great.
I wish we'd have gotten a little more credit, but that's cool. It's cool.
Come on, Mark. I mean, a clenched fist is certainly not an original logo in any way, shape, or form. Ours is clenching a phone handset.
With the same number of holes in the receiver.
The clenched fist that we use for our logo is not an original idea.
I'm just saying it would have been nice to get a little more exposure, I guess. Not credit.
Well, who knows, Mark?
Johnson
for all
gets
you know,
the credit.
For all you know, the... what is it? Who does those games?
I don't know.
No, it's not EA Games.
I don't
Rockstar.
Know.
Okay. For all you know, Mark, Rockstar could email us out of the blue and say they want us to do, some sort of segment for them.
I'd love that.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Because they have the radio stations that you listen to in that game.
In the game, yeah.
And they're very well produced. They sound like they could be real radio stations. They hire real professional voice work guys. The guy who actually programs Monster Radio 1150 in Marion, Illinois, that airs this show, is one of the voices in Grand Theft Auto 4. He's one of their radio guys.
There you go.
You know, he had cut stuff. So we're 2 degrees of separation, or rather 1 degree of separation, Mark, away from whoever is the audio producer guy behind Grand Theft Auto.
Good.
And Ian, Madden is huge in the black community. You go into a household,
mm-hmm.
Some blacks playing a video game, some black people, whatever's the most polite way to say it.
You're saying this has been your experience?
Yeah, this is just life, brah.
It's just life.
You're more likely to see Madden than you are to see some H.P. Lovecraft styled nonsense. You're gonna see the real world. You're gonna see Madden. Madden.
But aren't you more likely to see that in
going to a barber shop
in
an urban neighborhood? There's gonna
you
be a bunch of kids there playing
up.
Madden.
You're making this up.
No, I'm not. I'm not making it up at all.
Where did you see this?
I've seen it in my life. I've been to a Flavors in Asheville.
But you know, if you go to places
and Madden
where,
is running in there 24 hours a day, as long as there are bars with white people playing football games too.
We're having a problem here in communication because Ian does this all the time. He pretends like he doesn't understand, and
It are you saying black do, people are more likely to be football fans?
It doesn't have anything to do with the amount of melanin in anyone's skin. But what is true is that people in certain social groups tend to have similar behaviors, similar preferences.
Okay, so like a football fan would be more likely to play Madden. I don't think it's right to say that just because someone's black, they're more likely to play Madden than someone who's
white. I'm not claiming that that's true. Matula was making a claim similar to that, and he sounds
sort of,
black,
but he
right?
was playing first-person shooter.
Indeed, he was.
What he was saying was he thought that blacks are more likely to play console games.
What I'm trying to say is, and I hope I say this right, that Madden commands a greater percentage of the black audience, the black video game audience, than does Madden command the percentage of the white video gaming audience.
I don't. And
that doesn't
only getting
sound
that,
inaccurate from what Matula said, but I don't know.
You're only getting that from your personal experience, right?
My personal experience is with my friend who played first person and third person shooters.
Your black
with me.
Friend, you mean?
My black friend, I should have said. It should have been specific. But I mean, that's the only experience I got.
Yeah, but he was a mulatto.
But it was. This is really out of pop. You know, unpopular term these days.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's the better term?
Mixed. I don't know.
I mean, mulatto is pretty clear what that means. Is it supposed to be derogatory?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's just unpopular.
Well, I'd be happy to listen to a better option. But look, I mean, I don't want to discount anybody's personal experience.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've been over to a lot of people's houses, and a lot of them watch TV. I mean, that doesn't really mean anything about who's watching what over whatever. I agree with Mark. It's the social class. You know, somebody who's a black skinny geek is more likely to play a violent video game than a Madden, right? Like, you know, the guys that are into sports are more likely to play Madden, and I wouldn't put skin color on it.
What do you think?
Yeah, sure. 855, 450 free. Although I do want to get to Pat Robertson's statement here about violence in video games. The excerpt we gave you was not his full statement, so we'll get to that here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plus, what about taking the life of a video game character? Sure, it's easy to do now, but what if they get more human-like? I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibe, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.